Another new movie paying tribute to old films was directed by Martin Scorsese. He's made his share of dark and bloody pictures, think Goodfellas and Gangs of New York, so it was hard for critic Kenneth Turan to imagine him directing Hugo, a film based on a children's book.
Hugo is Hugo Cabret, a 12-year-old boy in 1931 Paris who lives by himself in the upper reaches of a massive train station. He rushes around through hidden corridors like a preteen Phantom of the Opera as he keeps all the station's clocks wound and in good repair. Hugo is still mourning the recent death of his father. He tries to stay connected to him by searching for the spare parts he needs to repair a mysterious machine the two of them were working on.
What is it?
It's a wind-up figure, like a music box.
Who built him?
I would think a magician.
That obsessive quest for gears leads to a head-on collision with the gruff old man, played by Ben Kingsley, but the old man also has a ward named Isabel, who is always up for adventure.
Who are you?
Hugo.
Where do you live? Is it a secret?
Yes.
Oh, good, I love secrets.
Hugo's creative use of 3D is magical. The film's numerous panoramic shots floating over the rooftops of Paris create a delightful sense of wonder. The original story in Brian Selznick's award-winning children's book is strictly serious, but for reasons of its own, the movie has chosen to add a major slapstick element. It doesn't work. But coming to the film's rescue is one of Martin Scorsese's great passions, his love for the early history of the movies. Hugo deals extensively with one of cinema's key pioneers, the great Georges Méliès. Méliès says, films have the power to capture dreams. They've captured Scorsese's, but he doesn't completely capture ours.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.